proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at God as part of the Trinity, and our focus is on God the Father. God the Father is often represented in the Old Testament by the Hebrew letters Yod-Heh-Wow-Heh, collectively known as the Tetragrammaton. That word first occurs in the second chapter of the book of Genesis. Quote, "These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." Unquote. In the English language translation, the word Lord, L-O-R-D, is capitalized, indicating the use of the Tetragrammaton, the Yud-Heh-Wow-Heh name characteristic of God the Father. Whenever the English translators of the King James Version of the Bible rendered this word as Lord or God, they capitalized all of the consonants to indicate that the original Hebrew noun, lacking vowel pointings, came from the combination of the letters Yud-Heh-Wow-Heh. Some people articulate this word as Yahweh. Such a pronunciation is a matter of conjecture, since that Hebrew word does not contain vowel pointings. Orthodox Jews will not use that divine name, the Tetragrammaton, often deploying the noun Adonai, meaning my Lord, as a substitute. Others, those who transliterate the Tetragrammaton as Jehovah, do have some biblical basis for doing so. In the 83rd Psalm, for instance, the author called for the destruction of enemies, his reason being, quote, "that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, are the Most High over all the earth." Here the translators rendered the Tetragrammaton as the capitalized name Jehovah. Also, the song given in the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah contains these words, quote, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." Unquote. Note that the Lord Jehovah, that name is capitalized in the English language, indicating the deployment of the combination of Hebrew consonants, Yud-Heh-Wow-Heh, known as the Tetragrammaton. That name is also closely associated with God the Father in relationship to his covenant with the Jewish people. In the 6th chapter of Exodus, God informed Moses, quote, "I am the Lord." And again, the word Lord in the English language is capitalized. "I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them." Unquote. Thus the name Jehovah related to God's covenant with the Jewish nation, not with the patriarchs. The Tetragrammaton also appears several times in the phrases, "the Lord God of thy fathers," "the Lord God of Israel," and "the Lord of hosts." Another name for God the Father is Yah, J-A-H, comprised of the Hebrew consonants Yod and He. The name Yah is an abbreviation of the Tetragrammaton, Yud-Heh-Wow-Heh. The first occurrence of Yah is in the Song of Moses, contained in the 15th chapter of Exodus. But it's often found as a suffix with other Hebrew words, one of the most common being Hallelujah, which literally means praise ye the Lord. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.